Many people get confused when they think about prayer. They think it means talking all the time to God. But centering prayer seems to be different. Centering prayer seems to be something mainly concerned with silence, which you say is the language of God.
Well, centering prayer came out of a desire to renew and recover and reclaim the Christian contemplative tradition. And it could just be called contemplative prayer. It doesn't have to be called centering prayer. The problem was at the time, historically, contemplation had taken on several different meanings, maybe five or six different meanings, including sometimes opposing meetings. So sometimes it refers to looking at something actually, like contemplating a tree or something, or mentally contemplating some action or memory or plan or any work of the imagination. So it's usually an object in this sense, but the classical meaning of contemplation comes out of Matthew 6:6, and which Jesus calls prayer in secret, is about a deepening relationship that involves, first of all, an intention to converse with God or to open to God or consent to the presence of God, and then moves on to listen to God. So listening is an act of silence, at least of sorts, because you can't hear what somebody else is saying if it's too noisy or if you're talking. So the idea of prayer as relationship then emerges as the essence of the practice, which can then be expressed in many different ways. And the classical ways are through petition, asking for things, adoration, responding to God's transcendence and goodness, and then responding in gratitude for the good things we receive from God or what we hear about in Scripture, and a desire to express trust or love in this mystery that is laid before us in Scripture or in some other way. So prayers, give it the plural, are any of these things. But prayer itself might best be reserved for a basic disposition of relationship towards God based on one's present level of communion or conversation or at easiness with God in your ordinary life. So if you're scared to death of God, then you have a relationship to God, but it's not very appealing. It tends to make us want to run away or to postpone this to another time. Little by little, then, we enter into prayer without intentionality except to consent. Mm-hmm. And consent becomes surrender, and surrender becomes total receptivity as this process evolves. And total receptivity is without effort, is effortless, is peaceful, it's free, and has nothing to do with attaining something or getting anything, or the desire for enlightenment, the desire for peace, the desire for spiritual experience. All this is still ego, however devoutly masked. So no thinking, no reflection, no desires, no words, no thing. So everything is impermanent, which is another way of saying everything is changing. So that's the very nature of reality. Or to put it another way, God is not a noun, but if he's a better metaphor would be a verb, that is, he's always happening. Hence, the thing that doesn't change about God is that he's always changing. So what centering prayer is doing is trying to adapt us to this mystery of ultimate reality by gradually persuading us to change and to let go of everything that prevents us from doing so. So it's not a question of doing anything, but of being for these 20 minutes or whatever the time is. And when this is challenged by the usual flow of thoughts, which are inevitable, we simply quietly, without being annoyed or distressed, return to our original intention by some symbol, which has no inherent value in itself, but is simply a way of renewing or rejoining our consciousness or attentiveness to the general loving presence that we are calling God. As a practical disposition, when one sits down in centering prayer, our teaching is that this is a time to have no judgment about anything at all. No judgment about the period of prayer, its psychological content, still less about what's happening in the world, still less about your judgment of other people or circumstances. All judgment, all that kind of reflection is not appropriate for the time of centering prayer, which is a time of sharing one's pure being with God. So it's not a time for action. It's a time for receptivity. It's a time for consenting to whatever is at this present moment. So it's an exercise of the present moment, of being with God totally in the present moment. All you have to do is to stop being who you think you are, and you couldn't be more delightful, because there's nothing more beautiful than the uniqueness that God has created. It's just buried like a diamond underneath a pile of garbage or something else. And that's not God's fault, but that's the misuse of our freedom and the imposition on us of all the negative forces in the environment and in our heredity and on our social milieu. So it is a job to climb out of those influences, but all the work is in letting go of those influences, not reinforcing them. You don't have to create the beauty, you've got the beauty. You don't have to create the freedom, you've got it. You don't have to create the image of God in you, you have it. You don't have to win over God's love, you have more than you know what to do with. You don't have to become more beautiful, because nothing could be more beautiful in your own particular uniqueness.